Mr. Pussy.
Hola, me llamo Mr. Pussy. Me llamo de Pussy Tortilla.
Tortilla, Mr. Pussy.
Tortillana.
Mi es... Mi es...
Miss Pussy.
Guacamole.
Excuse me, Mrs. Guacamole Pussy. I have to look up if we have ads this week. Google Challendanzio.
Google Mr. Pussy.
I have
Pussy.
To look at Google Challendanzio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's cool about this is we can just do this kind of bullshit retard comedy for like 15 years,
mm-hmm.
make millions of dollars, and then be like, and now I'm a serious actor.
Oh, I can't wait.
And now I can be in Uncut Gems.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the Sandman technique, dude.
Yeah, I know. Just the 35 movies where it's like, my penis is on fire. My penis is on fire. The penis fire boy. Johnny Fire Penis.
Johnny Fire Penis. Yeah.
God damn it, Johnny. If you want your inheritance, you got to put that fire out.
But it's I like my penis being
but
on
I want to have my dick on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I want my dick to be on fire.
Yes.
Let's see. What do we got?
Yes.
Here? Blue Chew, Macwell.
Dude, I remember going to see
Martin Luther King Day.
Wait, what? That already happened.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But that means we already passed.
But yeah. Not that you're not showing any ideological
much,
leaning.
Much respected to the good Dr. Martin Luther King, who is now from us.
Because all of this is because of the calendar.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shouts out to MLK, truly a side pussy legend.
I have a dream. Boom, 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 boom. What if there was a guy with an air horn?
That would be good.
During the speech?
Yeah.
Shut up and jam.
Can you quiet down, please? Yeah.
All right. So today's the 24th.
Yes.
So Wednesday the 29th is the next episode.
That's correct.
That's what this one
is? That's what this one is.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
It's Wednesday the 29th. And in fact, just real quick right now up top, if you're in Milwaukee today, go buy tickets and see me at Turner Hall. And then in Appleton tomorrow, Chicago this weekend, Providence, Rhode Island, 6th through the 8th, Texas, 13th through the 15th, and D.C., 20th through the 22nd. So that's what today is. I'm in Milwaukee right now as we speak. Yeah, this has been recorded in the past, but right now I'm out there getting cheese curds in my fucking ass. And just fucking enjoying a brat. I'm missing the Bucks game because it's on a Tuesday.
I also have dates. I'm also in the Midwest. Probably.
Guys?
Yes, with guys, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
With Kyle Scanlon and Dan Dries.
Nice.
A couple of Chicago boys.
Oh, yeah, those are good boys right there.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Lincoln Lodge. We're both playing there. We love that fucking place.
Lincoln Lodge is an okay place.
Yeah.
No, we're doing Nashville.
Ooh.
Milwaukee.
Dude.
Indy.
Yes.
Fucking Chicago.
Yup.
Some shit in Michigan. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Lansing, probably.
I have no idea, but they set it all up. I'm not even, you know.
Go to penis.org.
Look, I'm
/ Nick's gay.
I'm trying to be on the road. I'll be quite honest with you. You come to the Nashville show, that's the first stop. Maybe you're getting 30 minutes out of it. Most of it's going to be jokes from 5 years ago.
Salute.
But we will be doing crowd work.
Yes.
I do a different style of crowd work than Stop.
Yes.
I do more of a psychological thing.
That's right. It's more of like a torture. Like a psychological.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a, what's the guy's, interrogator.
Right, exactly.
You take fucking battery. Yeah. Car batteries, you put them in
it's
people's
just
nipples.
Me asking something and somebody not knowing how to respond because I have a weird affect.
Yes.
They don't say anything. I'm like, no, I really want to know where you got that fucking shirt.
Tell me. I'm not doing a joke.
It's not a joke.
Tell me where the
shirt's
from.
Sometimes it doesn't go anywhere.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on.
Whereas I will be asking you the last time you had sex.
When did you have sex?
Yeah.
Are you guys fucking? Tell me you guys
who's
fucking.
How big is your penis?
It's crazy that that has been the go-to crowd work for comedians for 40 years.
Probably since ancient Greece, honestly.
And it still works.
It still works. It's, and honestly,
every time, dude.
I like to ask someone.
How long you guys been fucking? And then they look at each other like, oh.
That I hate that when they're like, how long have you been together? And they'll say something like 6 years, be like, married? And then they'll be like, oh, yeah. Someone's in trouble. You know what I mean? That's a classic, easy way to get a big one.
Yeah,
I don't...
but it's kind of the same thing.
No, dude. It's
all
different.
Crowd work's the same thing.
No. That's as not being a master of the craft, I understand why you think that, dude.
First of all, don't be ridiculous. If we dial back the clock a bit, back to my drinking days.
Yeah, sure.
I could do 30 minutes, not touch the material.
That's the thing, dude. You got to be back on the sauce,
all
dude.
Right, you know what? I'm going to fucking fall off the wagon, go back on the road, and give me fucking a year, and I will be back. Back in
that's right.
Whatever
drink, don't work on material.
No
just
material.
Get good at crowd work.
Who gives a shit? Comedy sucks. I'm just trying to have a good time.
Hey, amen, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally my my life's motto.
Look,
dude.
You want somebody that works on bits? Go see fucking Hari Kondabulu complain about, you know.
No, I wouldn't say him.
Well, I don't know. He works.
Do you think he does?
On stuff. He can just complain.
Doesn't he come up with points?
His grievances.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You go see
look,
that.
Look, here's the point. The point is, come see us. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing this beautiful stuff for you. I'm excited, dude. Sounds like we're hitting some similar spots. You gonna get cheese curds?
I don't know if I'm gonna get cheese curds. I'm gonna. I really haven't been eating that much.
Yeah,
which is nice. I feel like
pro Anna.
No, but it's easier to fucking think when I'm not like eating that much.
Interesting.
I guess I get depressed and I get into like eating a shit ton.
Yeah.
And when I do that, it's harder for me to...
So you're transcending, dude. You're on a fucking fast right
now.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to... Let's see. Does that sound better?
I think it sounds fine.
Yeah. When I'm...
When you're full, you can't think?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess the blood does go to your stomach, and blood is like the juice of your brain.
The juice of the brain.
The juice of the brain.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just, yeah, I can't think.
You doing a lot of philosophizing?
No, it's just, you know, thinking about, like, stuff I need to do. I mean, literal thinking. I don't mean, like, fucking, like, abstract thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what the fuck, you know, am I going to put the laundry away?
Having to come up with a plan for
today?
The day. Yeah.
Am I going to go do errands?
Dude, I had to go to the fucking DMV. It was one of the fucking smallest dick experiences of my life, dude.
Yeah. Did you go to the one in Atlantic Terminal?
No, I went to the one in Queens. I was thinking, well, Queens, fucking, there'll be less people there. But it's like, no, everyone drives there. So I should have gone into the city.
Yeah.
But I did see, I had to be there for 4 hours, by the way, to get a fucking license. And during it, I saw a fucking, like a Bosnian man who had the life I wanted, dude.
Why?
Just this beautiful wife with a big nose, but she was still hot. Mm-hmm. It was the biggest a nose could be, and her to just be straight up gorgeous. And they had a baby that looked exactly like half and half of them.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there, dude, in my stained fucking red tracksuit, thinking, damn, dude.
My favorite is, I was at the DMV, the black dudes that wear suits to the DMV.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this is...
It's not cool.
You're not on the docket. Yeah. I mean...
You know, Your Honor, fucking... I would like a new license, please. Yeah.
My name's Eric. You don't have to call me Your Honor. Yeah, dude, the last I went, I had to get my license renewed because it was about to expire.
Yeah.
You don't want that shit to happen because then you got to fuck it. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I did.
And I was there for, I didn't go with an appointment. And
me
I
neither.
Went to the Atlantic Terminal one.
Yeah.
And I waited like 2.5 hours.
Nice.
And then all of the numbers went blank.
No.
And a fucking like, an announcement comes on. And they're like, a whole system down. There is a statewide. The system is down. We don't know when it's going to work again. Goodbye.
They just start playing music. They're dancing in the back.
Well, I like fucking everybody who was there was like, well, I'm going to kill myself if I leave.
100%.
Because there's no way. There's no way you can wait at the DMV.
Yeah.
And then you get close to getting your number called, and then they tell you there's a statewide.
The computers are down from the state.
Yeah. And then it took another hour before they came back online.
Respect.
And they did. And then it was another like 40 minutes of wait. I mean, it was there all day.
Yeah.
You know.
Brutal. And they don't let you go back in?
No, you can go back in. Because I left and I like went to the bathroom. I also, I got up front and I had my birth certificate, my social security card, my passport. My passport card, my old ID, a sealed transcript. And they were like...
From getting sucked off university?
Yeah, and they were like, nah, this isn't enough. I was like, what the fuck else do you need?
Yeah, what could it possibly have been?
Like a blood sample? Yeah. I really don't fucking...
We need some of your mother's pussy juice and your father's balls hairs.
I had to go to the insurance place next door and print out like a bill from Optimum.
Hilarious.
Because that's
proof.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy Mark with two C's was very gay and very mad to be working when I got there.
Everyone I dealt with was cool. Because I finally got up to the thing and I handed the woman everything. She's like, okay, this is all good. There's only one thing you're missing. And I was like, what am I missing? And she's like, the form for the renewal. And it's like the one thing that you need, which is, and I was like, okay, well, don't they hand you the stuff when you go out? And she's like, yeah, they're supposed to. I'm like, well, nobody did that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she calls the supervisor over and the supervisor is like, can't you just give him, here it is.
Yeah. Damn, if they put your ass in the back of that line.
Right. Because they know, like, if the DMV has to know now with how fucking shitty that process is. If they were like, I'm sorry, you got to leave and come back, like, there would have been a mass shooting.
100%.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me that there hasn't been one.
I know. Well, a lot of that stuff kind of, it's weird because mass shootings now are all, like, political. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm an other kin, and people made fun of me, so now I'm going to do this shooting so everyone knows about my community on the internet.
Yes, right. What's other kin?
I like people to think they're dragons.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Do they want to be in a dragon's body?
Yeah, they see themselves as dragons. Like the same way that you're like, I'm not a man, I'm a woman. I'm a dragon.
Fuck yeah, but dragons aren't real.
Some would say that it's very offensive to say that. Some would say that that is...
A dragon has never existed.
That is other phobic.
Are they male dragons or woman dragons?
I think the dragons have two genders only.
Only two. Oh, yeah. So, okay.
It's kind of a blind spot in the dragon.
So I'm being offensive, but there can't be trans dragons?
You know, it's funny. There are, like, they do have, like, trans identities in that, and it's like, wouldn't you just be the correct dragon?
Yeah.
Why would you be a dragon that's born with the wrong gender and then switch?
Swap to dragon and then swap to a different dragon.
I'm swapping the dragon, but I'm making the wrong choice first on purpose.
Yeah.
So that the dragon is...
Can have a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
A cool dragon girl's name.
Yeah.
Like Esmeralda.
It's so great, too, that a person like that could, like, say all these things to, like, their college advisor, and if the college advisor didn't listen to it, they would go to jail.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Mark.
I don't know what a college advisor is, either. I'm not sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, that's got, like, Moscow... 1970 Olympics vibes, that tracksuit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's Adidas bottoms with an Olympiakos football club top.
Yeah.
My favorite Greek soccer team.
What was I talking about?
Something about dragons having pussies.
Yeah, but the shootings when we were growing up, it used to be
old
like
school. Your boss.
It was
the
fucking
original ones were your
office
workplace.
Shootings, dudes. Those
disgruntled
fucking
employees.
Yeah, those used to happen all the time. It was some white collar guy that's like, oh, I'm not getting my bonus this year.
Oh, a black woman is going to be my boss now.
Right.
Yeah, and the original one was a postal worker, right? Going postal is what it's called.
Yeah.
It used to be. Yeah, and it was some mailman who shot up a bunch of people, right?
Mm-hmm. It would be cool if there was a surfer who's like, I'm going coastal, dude.
I'm going coastal, bro.
I'm going to go fucking shoot up an elementary school, bro. Going coastal.
Are there any schools right by the beach so a guy could surf and shoot a gun inside?
Yeah. Noah's Adam went to a surfing elementary school.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was a surfing elementary school.
For child actors. It's so funny that he says that. He's like, I was actually a child actor and a model. And it's like, did you book anything? And he's like, no.
Does he say that? Doesn't he say that his parents made him go to auditions or something?
Yeah, they did. But, you know, it's like, first of all, there's no way he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But, no, he said, and he says it like, ironically, you know, like, oh, right. A child actor or whatever. But it's like, well, you weren't.
Sure.
Even saying it dismissively and ironically, you weren't that.
That's right.
Yeah.
You would have gotten molested if you were.
Yeah, I wish he had.
What do you think would happen to Adam if he got molested?
I don't know, like fucking pink fingernail paint.
You think he'd be one of those?
And then smoking, like, cloves.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then, like four locks. Like... And he's always flipping his hair out of his face.
Nah, see, if anything, I think he is pretty gay already. So he would have gone like more traditional Jewish.
And he would be like, he would be part of like that Brooklyn like art comic scene.
I think if he got molested,
he would have loved Hillary Clinton.
Hilarious. Yep, probably. Yeah,
because my dad loves her. And I love my daddy.
No, I would think he would go into business and molest children. Because, like, you know, he's rebelling now. If he'd gotten molested, maybe it would have set him straight. Made him a lawyer.
Yeah.
Works in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Adam Friedland, entertainment attorney. It's like, Adam, your voice is different than...
This is how you talk if you get molested as a Jew.
It's a molestation voice. I was molested.
Who knows? Maybe he did. He said he saw his friend's penis or whatever.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before that? No, my body is fucking breaking down, dude.
Yeah.
I've had a stomach ache for 3 days, and I don't know from what. From doing yoga, maybe? You think that's what it is?
Yeah, it's from being healthy. It's definitely from making the right choices.
You think it's from 1.5 weeks of living healthy? My body's rebelling?
Yeah.
Then I should do pills and eat fucking ice cream?
Somebody said that the mic might be a phase problem. Phase. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Phase issue. In mix. Phase
this dick out and into an ass cheek.
Phase issue. My penis.
I'm going through a phase where I like to see my own penis.
I can't wait to see a penis.
I can't. I want to look at it. My penis is in my jeans. I wanted to.
Dude, I started rewatching The Master last night, which I haven't seen since I saw it in theaters, and it's so fucking good.
Damn.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it one time.
I mean, I liked it in theaters, but I don't know, like the second time around, it's just fucking...
That's when Joaquin is being all like a weirdo.
Yeah, Joaquin, but then also Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he's amazing in it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so good.
I haven't been able to enjoy any art recently.
Yeah, I rewatched The Master if you haven't seen it. Okay. I mean, it's just like fucking, and like the photography's beautiful. Maybe I didn't see it in theaters. Maybe I saw it on like a laptop or something. Yeah. But like watching it on this motherfucker, it's like just at like every shot, every scene. It's just, yeah. Or maybe I'm, you know, alone.
You're alone and you're just craving any kind of connection to anything.
Yes. I'm alone in my apartment watching The Master being like, wow, this is just looking over.
Oh, no big deal.
I see.
I just love the movie.
Just whistling for the cat. That's right. The cat's gone too. That's okay. Oh, whoopsie daisy.
That's why you gotta
I guess I'll just turn the volume all the way up. Let's just get it going real loud in here.
What a good movie.
This movie rocks.
I love this movie.
yes. Movie.
Never being alone with my own thoughts. Never being alone with my thoughts. Yeah, let's watch another one right after this one's over.
Looks like I had two movies going at the same time. Yeah.
Maybe two movies. Steely Dan, some pornography.
I'm going to isolate Adam's audio tracks from the last podcast and listen to them now. Because I didn't pay attention when he was talking. I'll be like, I'm hanging out with a friend.
You put on Cumtown?
Yeah, I put on Cumtown. I isolate Adam's audio, plug Mike into the board, and I sit here with the headphones on with Adam on playback and me going, no, stupid. Yeah, you would think that.
Fucking you? Idiot. Yeah. you've edited together 100 times Adam's been wrong.
And now to watch The Master.
Ah, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's why you got to get roommates.
Go on a diet, you fat bitch.
Because you're never alone, dude. You go out, you see what your boys are up to.
I used to have roommates.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
But I also did a lot of, you know, the best thing to, well, not the best thing, but I miss having, like, roommates that I just didn't know at all.
Mm.
You know, where there's, like, another, because women are fucking retarded. Women will find three other women on Craigslist, and they'll live together, and within 2 weeks, they're like, I love us. Yeah.
They're going on vacation
together.
They're
going on vacation. They're leaving notes on the refrigerator.
You're gorgeous.
And, like, sleeping in the same bed together. Like, fucking sleepover. And it's like, you're 28 years old. What are you fucking doing?
That's right.
Whereas, like, you can live, two men can live together, and you'll be like, yeah, I think his name's Ronnie. I think he works at, like, fucking.
Yeah, I think his fucking dad just died or something.
His dad died or something, and he's, like, really, his room is a mattress. A fucking, like, the kind of boombox they sell to Mexican people at Best Buy. And 6 copies of High Times magazine. And I've only had one conversation with him, and he explained to me what the Dark Carnival was in relation to Insane Clown Posse. And that's it. That's all I know about Ronnie.
Yeah, he's probably my best roommate I've ever had.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He's pretty good about making sure that toilet paper, we've reached an equilibrium with who buys toilet paper when.
That's nice.
And that's what I dig about Ronnie.
See, I've always had my boy. I've never lived with a stranger.
Really?
It's always been, I lived with George and my boy Doug after college in a little house we called Muff Manor.
Yeah.
Where no one was getting pussy. Where me and George had girlfriends.
Yeah.
And Doug was getting absolutely no pussy whatsoever.
Wait, that was, were we hanging out then?
Probably right when I started. Yeah. Right before I moved back home, that's where I lived. In Catonsville. You ever go to Catonsville House? No, you came to Charles Village House. Yes.
Yeah.
With George and Josh.
I'm trying to remember what the day was, because it's my timelines are all fucked up. It's like I confused that day we went to that awful Indian buffet with the day we went to the Amish market.
Two different days.
I know there were two different days, but I don't remember
when
they
happened. The
Indian
buffet was way before.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Because I think, did I already live in New York when we went to the Amish market?
I lived in New York before you did.
I know that, yeah. Well, I don't think you, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I do remember sitting in that Charles Village House.
Charles Village House, I love.
Watching that Sam Hyde video.
Yes.
Where he goes, ooh, I'm a loud
type
of sister.
I'm a loud type of sister. And that was when you showed me the fucking, the guy who's the Lambrusco wine video.
Yeah. I was like showing you Sam Hyde.
yes.
Yeah.
And then we got some Indian food. That house I loved. I got pussy in that house.
Dude, that Indian buffet was so funny because, like, the buffet opened. I paid for the buffet, and then the guy was like, the buffet is not closed. It's like, motherfucker, I paid for it. You can't close. I get one plate, and you're like, oh, no more buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking piece of shit. I got half a mind to go back down there and beat that man to death.
You want to, dude?
In front of his family.
I think I remember which buffet it was.
Yeah, it was by Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, it was in Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Who's the one all the Wham City motherfuckers would go to all the time?
What were we talking about before this, though? This tangent?
Roommates.
Oh, roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, you ever have, like, a friend, like, one of your boys, they'll have a party, and then it's, like, everyone you know, and then just, like, the weird roommate of your friend who's just, like, standing around drinking?
That, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And he just, like, you know, maybe he'll be in charge of the music for a minute.
Absolutely, just blowing it.
Yeah, right. It's like, yeah, I don't think people want to be listening to Primus at the party, man. Maybe there's something else you could put on. We're not really in the mood for Primus right now.
Hell yeah, dude.
My name is Mud.
Yeah. Or they start playing, like, prank calls. They start playing, like, the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Like, way too early. It's like, maybe at 3 a.m. when all the women have gone, we're just eating pizzas and smoking weed.
Those roommates always have just the chin goatee, too.
Oh, yeah.
Only the chin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
That look.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I love the nice random. That would happen in college because everyone would have like all these weird off-campus houses.
Yeah.
And there'd be like, there were these guys who just stayed in Catonsville.
Yeah.
And they were like 30 years old throwing parties.
No, my friend, lived in, he went to Towson, but he went to Towson after like a decade in community.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think he's one of those guys. There's a lot of guys that'll like in Maryland that will go to like Frostburg or something or Salisbury.
Yeah.
Fail out their first semester.
Yes, sir. Get it so fucked up.
Get it just really fucked up. Like just blow it. Uh-huh. End up in community college for 7 years.
Yes.
And then transfer to like Towson.
Towson or UMBC.
Yeah. To finally get the degree
in sports education.
At 29 years old. Yeah. At 29 years old.
Yeah. And graduate with a 2.2, 29 years old. Trying to be somehow getting rejected for a job in Baltimore City as a teacher. Respect.
Yeah. And my friend was doing that move for a while. And the roommates were all cool, but it was just like, you know, all right, you're like bucking up against the limit for how long you can pretend to be 20 years old.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
No more like gnome felt posters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone in your graduating class has children.
Yeah. Yeah, you really
You're out here like, damn, dude.
You got to stop wearing tie-dye, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wearing tie-dye when you're balding.
Yeah. You got to cut it out, man. I know you're enjoying life.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to get older.
And not just tie-dye you made.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm getting really good at making tie-dye.
Yeah. You got a puka shell necklace on, man. It's 2015.
It can't happen, brother.
Like you got to
make moves.
Yeah.
I wonder what those motherfuckers are doing these days.
Enjoying themselves. They're still doing that, and they're happy.
Yeah.
There was a guy when I started comedy who was one of the, like, everyone I knew when I started comedy was, like, much older than them.
Yeah,
like, their late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy that would come around that was clearly one of those, like...
Respect.
Who was, like, you know, just a guy that would, like, hung out and fuck girls and got drunk. Like, wearing, like, visors and stuff. But then he just, like, kept getting older, and it's like, is this ever going to stop for you? You know, like, ever have a job or anything? This, nah.
Nah, dude.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we're going to get a couple of girls over. I'm going to clear the ping pong table up. Just playing beer pong.
Dude, a 30-year-old man who's like, house rules, bro.
Yeah.
Who's got like a list of rules for beer pong. Who plays it is bad enough, but who's like, elbows.
Yeah.
Who's like, yeah, they're gay, unlike me.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck. Maybe that's the secret, dude. Move back to Baltimore, have a party house.
That sounds awful.
I know. I'm done getting fucked up. Maybe I should get a wife. Maybe I should get married. If you're listening and you want to be my wife, maybe you have some property, maybe a little farmhouse we can settle down into. And you can get some dick on the side. I can get some pussy on the side. But more important, that's only for special occasions. More importantly, we're going to have beautiful fat children, and we're going to feed them a traditional Greek diet, Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Life is fucking gay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go on the road, but my body's abandoned me. I thought I was going to be strong by now.
Yeah.
I did 2 weeks of yoga, and It's no good. I'm done.
I'm trying. I just want to have my body removed.
Yes.
You know?
Of course.
Replaced with...
be a supercomputer.
Why is it... It's still sound... I can't get rid of it.
Don't worry about the sound.
Man. I am worried about it.
That's worse.
I know it's worse.
Now it's buzzing like a bitch.
I want to be buzzed.
Now you sound horrible.
Now I sound cool.
No, actually you sound kind of tight.
I sound tight. You know what I'm saying, man? We doing tight ass sounds.
Mm-hmm.
We doing it live.
Damn, can I get some of that?
I don't know. Here, there you
Hold
go.
Hold on, let me see.
Do I sound cool now, too? Yeah. Damn, I sound like Meatloaf. Meatwad.
I sound like Meatwad.
I'm Meatwad also.
Now you're listening to the Meatwad podcast.
You're listening to two Meatwads having sex.
You're listening to two Meatwads trying to bust their nuts. I'm trying to get, you know what I'll tell you, real Frylock.
What's that, Meatwad? I'm also Frylock, but I'm Meatwad.
You know what? They got a damn equipment. Experiment equipment just then turned Frylock into Meatwad also.
If I say the N-word is Meatwad, is that still racist?
No, because you Frylock and he's black.
Oh, that's true.
You know he's black because he worked at McDonald's. Because
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Either Frylock is black or he's Jewish. Because Frylock be a Jewish name.
But I don't think Frylock be a Jewish
but, you name. Know,
I think you're rhyming it with something that's kind of a derogatory term for Jews.
He
kind of
got that Avery Brooks vibe about him, but he also work at McDonald's. And you know who be working at McDonald's? I tell you, who can't be saying the N-word is Master Shake because he's a white supremacist.
Damn, that's fucking true.
It's true.
That's fucking true as fuck.
It's true, dude.
Damn. Okay.
I got some dulcet tones going on.
Okay.
Does anyone want to...
Does anybody want to see my penis?
Does anyone want to suck my ass?
Hello and welcome to the Giving Me Your Pussy Show.
Give Me Your Pussy Show.
I would like a piece of it.
Oh, oh, oh. It's the Give Me Your Pussy Show. Sybil, give me your motherfucking pussy.
Let me see that motherfucking pussy.
Sybil, bring your motherfucking pussy over here and let me suck on it. Damn.
Yeah.
Tom Joyner Morning Show going out of business.
R.I.P.
Yeah. How about that?
Should we have our own morning radio show, man?
Doing what? I would love to. Honestly, dude, if we had a daily schedule where we were in the studio,
yeah,
fucking 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then that's it, you know,
yeah.
We just check out,
mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
7 a.m. And what about 8:30 to 9:12?
So barely a show. I think you realize how long morning
I know.
Radio got.
No, I don't. I respect that. That's so much fucking work.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like Jim and Sam. I mean, they make a shit ton of money, but it's like they're just on air all
constantly.
The time.
Yeah,
you know, we do 2 hours of show a week,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like
barely bringing across the
I'm
finish
like,
line.
I'm tired. I'm fucking tired, dude.
Nah, dude, but what if we had producers?
What if we had Blue
and
Chew?
We had porn stars.
What if we had Blue Chew?
And what if we had BlueChew.com? Which we do.
Which we
and
do.
You do also.
And you do too. You did too.
God damn.
Oh my God. I can't wait to take a Blue Chew to have to fuck my wife so she doesn't call the police on me for doing gay.
It's in the Constitution of Iran.
It's a new website that is not blocked by the government of Iran. It is BlueChew.com. And as you know, if your penis does not become hard, it is because you have been cursed by Satan with homosexuality, which I do not have.
Because I have the Blue Chew.
Because I have Blue Chew, which lets me fuck my wife, and maybe my penis is still hard after. So my friend Mersham comes over to suck it a bit more.
And I also am sucking a little
Mersham. I have
Mersham.
To, because I didn't want to be rude.
Because I am a good host.
Because we are good friends, and we hold hands, and I suck his penis.
That's right. Yeah. If you're a gay, a closeted homosexual Iranian man.
If you like to have gay sex, you'll like Blucher.com.
Well, or straight sex for that matter.
Blucher, if you like to have secret. If you like to have straight sex with your wife, but also sometimes Mersham comes over while she is gone and you have to fix the kitchen. And so you have to take your shirt off to not get sweaty in your shirt, and then you hold each other to make sure
the pipes are
working correctly in the kitchen.
Because you have to be steady and you need to be held.
He has to make sure that you stay straight, so he puts his penis into your ass while you hold the pipes. You'll like Bluetooth.com. Bluetooth offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds?
Well, I'm talking two rounds.
Two rounds, dude. I don't understand that. What's the premise here that, like, you want to keep fucking after you bust, but your dick doesn't work?
Yeah.
No.
Once I bust.
The bitch.
Sayonara, the bitch, sister.
Exactly.
Listen, maybe I get a good night's rest. Okay, we'll fuck in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about this? Sometimes because my foreskin's fucked up and Blue Chew makes my dick so hard, and sometimes if the pussy's very tight, it'll hurt. So I do technically go rounds because I don't bust because I fuck till my foreskin hurts. And then I'm like, can I get a little breather?
Yeah.
So in that sense, yes, I have gone rounds.
Yeah.
But if I bust, that's going to be it for me.
That's the end of the show. At Bluetooth.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Mm-hmm. Chewables from Blue Chew can be...
So if you have a day... I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you, for example, if you're like, you know what? I don't need pills. I'm a healthy guy. I'm only 30 years old. And then you start hooking up with a girl, and you realize, oh, no, I need pills. Secretly chew them in the bathroom very quickly. Pretend you're shitting. Buy yourself 20 minutes. Because they're chewables, they'll work fast and get your dick hard. And you don't have, and you can make up an excuse for why it's taking a while, like you the meal hurt your stomach a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. So if you have a bunch of rice and cum in your stomach from eating,
from having lunch at Mersham's.
I love my favorite meal that my friend makes for me. It's grilled lamb with cummy rice. He makes such good cummy rice. To eat it. Mm-hmm. My wife, I come home and I burp cum in her face, and she said to me, have you been drinking cum again? And I said, do not say such a thing. The police might hear you.
Please be quiet.
If the police...
I told you last time, write it down and then ask me.
And
do
then
not say it out
do
loud.
Do not say it and burn the paper, because if the police hear this, they will rape you to fix me. The punishment for me being gay is you get raped and thrown in jail. Is the wife is raped and thrown in jail.
Because the thinking is something is wrong with your
pussy is bad.
It has
that's
made
right.
me gay.
It has made me gay. And so they have to rape her to check.
To double check. If they rape and they say it's a good pussy, then they have to have sex with me.
They have. Then the police and I will all have gay sex with each other. So that I can get it out of my system. We all and then they take me to the royal palace, and I have sex with the entire government of Iran. Any time a man is caught being gay, everyone in the Iranian government has to have gay sex with each other. Every single member of the Iranian parliament then just violently fucks each other
for
3 days, so we can just clear the air, fresh start.
Nobody is gay anymore.
No more gay sex. We're just this is it. We're gonna just get it out.
Everyone is straight.
Everybody good? We're good. Okay. No more.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm. When that custom medicine It says custom medicine.
I love that, dude.
I love it.
The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code COMETOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's B-L-U-E. Chew.com, promo code COMETOWN.
Ain't nothing like a fucking hard-ass medical dick, brother.
Girl, my pussy feels like sh- Girl, I was taking a sh- earlier, and I slipped, and I got a bunch of sh- in my pussy.
You slipped?
I slipped, and the sh- went out of my... and into my pussy.
So we're not bleeping pussy, huh?
No, that one's okay.
Okay, but
according
ass?
To standards and UPN? Practices. Yeah. Standards and practices said that's fine. You're watching the pussy sister.
The shit pussy sister?
The pussy sister. The sh pussy sister. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Sister, sister. One of them's smart and the other one's got no pussy.
Sister.
Sister. Sister.
Never knew how much she was in a pussy.
Never knew how much in a pussy.
Something.
Sister's got in a pussy. Pussy.
One of them has a gay father. The other one's mother is Jack A.
Yeah, she's just dumb as shit.
I would fuck Jack A.
Yeah, but the premise
she
was
had a horny ass.
The smart one's got a dumb ass mom, mm-hmm. And the dumb one's got a rich smart dad.
Got a hot gay dad.
Yeah, it's a rich smart dad.
That's true.
Yeah, who's that on that show? Fucking Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Is that who he plays?
Yep.
Is that who that's supposed to be?
That's Obama.
Is that who that's going to be? Is mm-hmm. it going to be Barack Obama?
That's true.
Have you seen this fucking this Steve Carell movie coming out?
Dude, that looks like the biggest piece of dog shit.
Yeah.
First of all,
who's the audience for that?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some like people that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I guess Warren support, Buttigieg supporters.
Yeah.
Is that who? People that are like, I'm a leftist and Warren is the good candidate. That's who is the fucking...
That's who's watching the
that's
movie.
Who's watching the fucking Steve Carell.
It's going to be great when Bernie Sanders wins and becomes president.
It will be great.
And then he gets the nomination, beats Trump.
And then he's
Trump.
Like, I was kidding. We're giving everything to Israel.
Yeah. Or he's like, I just want to make it clear that a woman could never have done this. Just women online. Just
we knew it. You did it.
Queen Hillary.
This was only possible because of the men and hot bitches that volunteered on this campaign.
Yeah.
No this, fat bitches.
He ruined her. Hillary was supposed to be hers. It belongs to her. She's supposed to have it.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Don't want to die, fat bitch.
Sorry, guys.
Bitch.
I meant to do the guitar riff, but I don't know the buttons as well as Nick.
Shut up, bitch.
Bernie 2020. No Bernie fat bitches allowed.
Dude, I would love it. I would honestly love it. The best thing that could happen, honestly, the best outcome, Bernie wins, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
However long you need Bernie to get fucking health care.
Yes.
And then immediately after that, black woman Republican president.
I would like that.
And it's like, hopefully she doesn't fuck up, you know, that stuff. But you got a black woman president,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge milestone that makes it now there's no longer any necessity for there to be a white woman president.
Yes.
Never.
And we never get one.
And never have one.
That would be
awesome.
It just
never happens.
Then it's AOC gets it.
You can't ever make an argument that there needs to be a white woman president. No, if you already skip that and you go black woman president... You can never, because then you're just saying there needs to be a white president.
Yes, dude. Genius.
Yeah.
Dude, the chess master.
She doesn't even really have to be Republican. It's just it would be funny. It would be funny.
It would be really
if the
funny.
Democrats never managed to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
And yeah. there was just a black woman the Republicans liked that's like, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't think I love oil.
Yeah.
it's black, it's beautiful. Beautiful black oil shouldn't be. I call it sister oil. You know, not big energy.
Yes. Yeah. Enron is my sister.
Exxon. BP is, yeah, sister Exxon.
Yes, sister Exxon.
Exonia.
Yeah, it's renamed Exonia.
Exonia, yeah.
That would be so good, dude. Yep. Then we get AOC. Then we get back to the fellas, to the white boys.
Uh-huh.
We switch off every 4 years, never having it be a white woman.
Yeah. No, that's the dream. Is that you have every type of, mm-hmm. and white women continue to run on the, like, it's time for, and you're like, say it.
What is it time for?
Yeah, what is it, white lady? What's the time for?
I don't get it.
A woman.
Well, all kinds of women
there's
should be all, president.
Every type of woman should get a chance. Not just that, and I'm sorry.
I got a little worked up,
mm-hmm. and it would drive them insane because they wouldn't be able to say anything.
I know, but they would. They'd be thinking.
They'd be thinking it every day of their fucking lives.
We're happy for her.
It makes me so happy to see a woman.
Mm-hmm. I just love
yeah.
when girls, because little girls will be able to.
Yeah. I will gladly support any black woman that runs on the fuck white women. Any fight. She would be, yeah.
You want to rally support from everyone?
Yeah, WOC running on the fuck white women ticket? I'm behind you 1,000,000%. Yes, queen. Literally, yes, queen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You get a bunch of fucking rednecks who are like, yeah, fuck my wife. My wife doesn't give me head anymore.
She's a bitch. She's a pig bitch.
Woo, we're with you, sister.
We love you. It's just Whoopi. Yeah.
Damn, dude. Damn, everyone's mad at Bernie for being like Rogan, being excited Rogan fucking said he might vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, I will also officially endorse Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. I love that, dude. Because of all this dumb shit that, like, people make up as to be issues on Twitter that do not exist outside of their website.
No, not at all.
But the Joe Rogan Bernie Sanders endorsement might be the one that's, like, takes the cake.
It's unbelievable.
Any
way you look at it, it's good.
Well, not only do you look at it, it's good. It's like there's no way anyone outside of Twitter could possibly fucking care.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to be on CNN saying, like, is it bad that Joe Rogan endorsed Bernie Sanders? But they have a body language expert. But nobody's going to fucking give a shit about Joe Rogan endorsing Bernie Sanders. It doesn't.
Well, because if they do, if traditional media makes it a story, then they basically are admitting this guy is bigger than us.
Exactly.
So they will never cover it.
Yeah. And it is very nice, too, that, like, all of these people that were, you know, like, I guess we'll call them Antifa-style comedians bitching about Joe Rogan or whatever, but how he gives a platform to Nazis. By endorsing Bernie Sanders, he's effectively done more good for progressivism than you ever will in your entire fucking career as a fucking speak-em-up shithead.
Right.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Yeah.
So he is now... more of a fucking net positive than you ever will be.
For sure. Shouts out to Fear Factor.
And very much similar to the fucking, you know, no white lady president thing. It's like, I love it. I love that it just drives them insane.
Yeah.
And they have to know that.
Shouts out to Rogano.
Yeah.
Joey Rogues.
Mm-hmm. Rogiano.
Yeah, that's what don't know. Right? He's Italian. He's a paisan.
Isn't he, though?
No, he said that his cousin is the guy from My Chemical Romance.
What the
Gerard
fuck?
Gerard Way.
What does that mean, though?
That guy's not Italian.
Yeah, but I mean, it's his cousin.
Well,
you couldn't have a cousin and not, like, you know,
You share some DNA with him.
You
probably.
Share some DNA, but let's say you're fucking black, right?
Yeah.
So you got your mom is black, and your mom's got a brother that's black, mm-hmm. and that guy marries a fucking Italian bitch, and then that kid is like fucking what, Italian.
My point exactly.
No, they're Italian.
Exactly my point.
No.
No.
That you're black and the kid's Italian.
Kid's half. He's black and Italian.
Well, Italians are already half black.
That's true.
So when it,
that is true. So he's just, 3/4 black.
That just makes him a more Italian.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't make him more black. You think you would think it would, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It just makes it brings out the Italianness and the Italianality. Italianality.
Do Italians think they're not white? They don't, right? A couple people. I don't. Haven't some people been like, well, look, Nancy Pelosi's a fucking WOC. Because she's fucking Italian.
Nancy.
Didn't they say that?
Nancy Pillow Cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Butt Cheeks.
Nancy Butt Cheeks.
I fucking hope Trump starts calling Mayor Pete Butt Cheeks.
Butt yeah, Cheeks.
You got little Petey Butt Cheeks over here.
And I'm not, what's he doing with his butt cheeks? Yeah. I'm not going to say.
We're not going to say it, but little Petey Butt Cheeks. You know how he got that name, right? In the Army, they called him that because that's where he hit all the WMDs. This is what I heard. This is just what I heard. He would go around the rack and he would shove canisters of sarin gas up his ass. And he sucked them all up in there. And when the inspectors came by, they said, where are the WMDs? Where are they? We haven't seen any of them. They're all these beautiful weapons we keep hearing about. And they were all shoved up Petey Buttcheeks' ass.
Oh, fuck. Fuck Pete Buttcheeks, man.
Pete Buttcheeks, dude. I love that he had a please clap moment, too.
He did, dude. That was awesome. He's like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Fuck off, you little fucking nerd.
Yeah.
I'm about to fight Pete Buttcheeks, dude.
Pete Buttcheeks.
Square up, Pete Buttcheeks. I don't care if you're in the Army, dude.
It's crazy. It's like he is, you know, a lot of politicians are just sort of like seething, but nobody like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
How angry he is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And it was weird because everybody said, like, Amy was the angry one. And I guess she did physically abuse staff members.
Yeah.
But
my
she doesn't.
Girl just blowing off some steam.
She's fine. Like.
She's just.
I don't really.
She just reminds me of an intense old bitch.
Yeah, she's not.
Like, when I worked a day job, you would get those type of women constantly.
Yeah.
Like, middle manager ass type motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That are just intense as fuck. And I do think she probably abused people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it wasn't. But you know what? It's all. I think that's out in the open. With Pete, it's like pretending you're a chill, a chill bloke.
Dude, how angry he is in that New York Times editorial board vid.
Yeah.
Is nuts.
I know.
He's like the idea that. Yeah. He's like that's bullshit.
Yeah.
He's the guy where it's like, because, you know, Hillary's as angry as he is
for sure,
and
for
is
sure.
entitled.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Mayor Pete could have people killed.
You think?
If he was in that, you know, you make McKinsey's that guy president.
Oh, yeah, if you make him president.
Wait, think like a post-presidency Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, he's definitely having
and how many people? How many people he's having killed constantly.
For sure.
Yeah.
That would, it would be feel cool to be able to have people killed.
No, it wouldn't. It would feel bad, dude. You'd feel bad afterwards.
I would feel like Michael Corleone at the baptism.
Nah. Because it's like, you're not in a position, like, mob guys can kill other mob guys because they're all in the thing.
Right, that thing of ours.
They understand what the rules are.
The beautiful rules of the mafia.
If you were just having people that had wronged you killed, that's not fair.
Maybe. How bad have they wronged me?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have wronged you.
Not that many.
The guys at the Hershey's.
Yeah, for not honoring my all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink liquid chocolate coupon that I made myself.
Yeah, sir, this is not even close to...
We don't sell liquid chocolate.
Right.
It was
also
too hot.
Where are you? I don't understand where this is taking place.
At the factory.
Yeah. The factory is in Colombia. Colombia.
Yeah, well, I took a little trip.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to Colombia.
I took a little trip down under to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
We are going back to fucking... should we ever plug the Australia dates?
No.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck it. Let's just go eat some fucking kangaroo.
Dude, I cannot wait to go back to stalactites.
I can't wait either. Let's go on a little Greek tour.
Yeah.
I want to go to Jimmy's Diner. People say that place is good as fuck, too.
Where's that?
Also in Melbourne. I'm going back to stalactites. What else? What else is on the docket for Melbourne? Is that shit going to be burnt? How fucked up is Australia? Where are we going right now? Nick, do you know how bad it's going
to
be fucked up?
Are
you reading about the audio some more?
No, I was reading about Colombia. Thinking about maybe I'll go to Colombia on vacation. I should go to South America, dude. I've never been.
I've never been either. Yeah. I'm not that interested. I want to go to Mexico City. It seems cool.
Why? Why aren't you interested?
I don't know.
There's a lot of history.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess I would like to go see some temples and shit.
Yeah. I might do that.
And some fat-assed women.
I want to do Istanbul. I want to do Rome.
Okay.
I want to do... That's it. Those are the two.
maybe there's someplace cooler in that region of the world, Istanbul and Rome.
Dave and Buster's?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese?
No. Somewhere with a lot of history, maybe with the kind
throat,
of history.
The throat doctor? What are you? You go to ENT?
Dude, if you go to Istanbul and Rome and you don't go to Greece, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Greece is beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's just like, it just seems more important to go to Istanbul.
Why Istanbul, man?
Because the two empires, dude.
Yeah.
The two capitals.
We were the first empire.
No.
Alexander, don't forget that motherfucker.
No. No one cares about that.
He was fucking gay and he fucked.
Yeah.
And he fucked guys and girls and shit. No, he had elephants. He went to India, for Christ's sake.
He can take a hike. I want to go to India, too.
India seems kind of cool.
Yeah. India would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Doing The Voice.
No one's getting mad. Yeah,
looking at a piece of paper and I've written stuff down in English and I'm like, do you know where the bathroom is?
And everyone's like, yep.
Yeah. So flipping your dictionary. How do you have the hour, please? Do you have the hour time, please? It's like a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just in a fucking button down, short sleeve button down.
Yeah.
Tucked into some khakis.
Yeah. A camera around my neck. Excuse me. Sorry, 1 second. Let me just look this up here.
Sorry, one just second.
Do you know where there is a restaurant?
Was that okay?
Was that right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you turned to your Indian friend. Was that my pronunciation okay?
Did I say it correctly? Dude, fucking, so they pulled a poo from The Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of Twitter threads, and some girl was like, how about instead of getting rid of poo, they can now have a poo voiced by a South Asian actor that doesn't speak with accented, you know, English, and Homer... he explains to Homer that he was just talking that way because it's what white people wanted, but he's not doing it anymore. And Homer is shocked at all of the unintentional harm he's caused to Pooh, but he gets over it.
What?
And I was like, wow, that sounds like such a good
that
episode.
That sounds, A, very funny. Let's start there. Number one sounds very
so funny.
Funny.
That sounds like a whole plot for an entire episode. You definitely understand story structure and what happens in a story.
Also... completely disregarding the whole point of Homer as a character.
Yeah.
Homer's shocked Homer and understands it. That's the point of Homer.
Unintentional harm that he's caused to Pooh. It's also, I love
also,
the
also, what kind of sociopath is that Pooh?
Yeah.
Talking fake for 20 years?
For 40 years. I love that, the idea that's what's happening in
because
every
7-Eleven. White men.
In every 7-Eleven I've ever been into my life. That Bangladeshi guy's like, it is at 9:92, please, sir. And then he goes home, he's like, these fucking crackers. All I'm trying to do is sell a Slurpee.
And trying to make an honest living.
And they refuse to buy it unless I do the voice.
Talk like that.
Yeah, and then her follow-up tweet is like, I'm available if you want to hire me. I am a writer.
Oh, I'm sure you're a very good-ass writer.
That sounds... Well, how funny it would be to hire that. And you know what? It's like, that does work now.
Yeah,
like,
no, she probably has the job
there's
already.
There's some fucking moron showrunner that's like, they're right, we do need more spicy voices.
Yeah.
We need some more spicy voices up in here.
Damn. Fuck, dude. Is poor Hank Azaria going to be okay? What are you doing? You unscrewing your microphone? Yeah. Why?
I'm going to see if maybe that was it.
I don't think that's going to be it. I don't think if you unscrew the microphone...
How's that sound?
Oh, shit.
Does that fix it?
It doesn't fix it, but you look cool.
I do. I look like Bob Barker.
Yeah, but it's coming in harsh.
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck your cats and dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your cat shows you its pussy, it means it's horny.
Remember to fuck your cats and dogs, folks.
Why was Barker so fucking... Why did he give that much of a fuck about dogs and shit?
Because you got to give a shit about something.
You know? Barker probably got pussy. He probably fucked the models.
Of course.
That's awesome.
I like to think that Pat, what's his name, Pat Sajak, has been trying to fuck Vanna White for 70 years. And she's just like not giving up the pussy. He's like, dude, she said if I put her on the show.
Dude, any day now, this shit's going to go my way.
See that Mad TV sketch where Will Sasso makes a roommate pretend to be gay?
It's Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, over years, they're an old married couple.
Come on, man. Stick to the plan. And then he comes in with that hat on.
Just like a little captain.
Yeah. Ah! I am exhausted. Why have we been having sex?
Great sketch, man.
Dude, that show was so good.
I know.
I wish I could remember what the fucking sketch was. Somebody, I know a lot of people listen to this show. If there's anybody that fucking works at like Shout Factory or can demand that they fucking release the entire show
on DVD.
On Blu-ray.
Blu-ray?
Yes.
You're not going to get Mad TV on Blu-ray.
Why?
You think that people would just want DVDs, wouldn't they?
What do you mean?
Or just a download.
I'm the guy telling you what I want.
Okay. You're the only guy probably in the world.
You didn't even know what Shout Factory was.
I didn't. I don't. I still don't.
There we go. 4K UHD. I want it.
You think they're going to release a box set of all the Mad TVs on Blu-ray?
If they released, I would literally pay $500.
You're the one guy who would.
I'm the one guy who would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do they do that?
No. But
what is Shout Factory?
They're it's like a distributor. They're it's like, you know how like Criterion they get like the best prints and stuff. Shout Factory, yeah, they get like TV shows.
They got some
shows.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I would love to rewatch some of those old sketches. That show used to fucking like kill me.
I know.
Every week, dude. Mm-hmm. You know? I could not wait to watch that show.
Yes.
It's crazy how like important comedy used to be to me.
Oh yeah.
How
Are you
like
kidding me?
How fucking good it made you feel to watch something funny.
You should watch the first part of fucking Mad TV.
Yeah.
And then I would flip over to SNL.
I know.
See what was going
on. You would watch the end of SNL.
Yep.
But you would like, did you do first part of Mad TV and then switch to SNL?
I would go back and forth for the second half.
Yeah. I guess I would do a little bit of back and forth, but yeah. I usually was like, I'm not missing any of Mad TV.
See, I was not that much of a Mad TV loyalist.
Wow. Really?
I would go back and forth. If anything, in the beginning, I was more an SNL guy because of Farley.
Yeah.
Because when I was a little ass kid, my mom worked at the fucking Greek restaurant, and she would bring back tins of calamari if I stayed up late enough on Saturday nights.
Yeah, that was her reward for staying up late, was food. It was calamari.
So I would just watch Chris. It was the Farley Sandler era.
Just this little, like, fucking overweight monster.
No.
Being kept in a
cute
basement. Being fed. Just bald. Like when Bill when you find out on King of the Hill that Bill Dotrieve has a son.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Hank goes in that room.
Bill, your son is gay.
Bill, your son tried to suck my penis.
Bill, your son tried to suck my penis.
Oh well, I did. God damn! Sorry, Hank. God damn, my bill's bad.
That's a terrible bill.
Oh dang, Hank.
Yeah, I can't even like picture the voice in my head.
So oh Hank. Damn, Hank. Give me meat water again. Damn, Hank.
Damn, Hank. Hank, why you say my son gay? How you? Hank, I was kidding. Say my son's gay.
Meatwad, your son is gay.
Dang on homosexual, Meatwad, you're dead. Dang on fucking little gay ass son.
Mm-hmm. I love when Fox would do that shit where it's like, get ready for it. Hank Hill meets Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, you know, me as a kid, I'd be like, I gotta see
this. This is fucking crazy.
This
dude
is incredible.
No, the critic. Remember the critic in the Simpsons
critical
crossover?
That was a good episode.
That was a great app.
Yeah.
When
stinks.
Yeah. That one made sense because they were sort of drawn the same.
It was the same animation scene, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Whereas other ones didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Although the Flintstones and the Jetsons, you remember that one? You ever watch that one?
No, I never really watched the Flintstones or the Jetsons.
They had a crossover.
Because those were all, that was like back in the 1960s had some banging cartoons.
They did, and they were like on prime time.
Yeah.
Like, Flintstones were like a fucking...
Well, they didn't, like, Saturday morning cartoons were kind of an invention. There was no, like, you know, they would put children's... Yeah, I mean, like, animation was, like, for general audiences, yeah. I guess. But the idea of, like, children's programming didn't come around until much later. It's weird. There's all these things you kind of, like, take for granted.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid, I thought TRL was like an institution.
Yeah.
That had been around since like the 30s.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I wonder what the, and I was like shocked to find out that it was like,
yeah,
2 years old.
Yeah.
That Carson Daly was always the host.
Yeah.
I thought like Dick Clark used to host TRL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Saturday morning cartoons, the last one went off the air like 10 years ago.
Damn.
And it's weird to think that doesn't exist anymore.
That is weird.
Yeah. Which is probably good because it would be cruel and a disservice to all of the man babies in the world if they continued playing Saturday morning cartoons. Imagine all of like the 35-year-old men that are like, you know what? I'm going to get back into watching cartoons on Saturday. And it's like, no, you need to go have a family.
Yeah, dude. You should be taking your child to Little League right yeah, now.
Right. You don't need to, because you know what? Your kid doesn't know what Saturday cartoons anymore or even the concept of waiting around for programming no. instead of looking at it immediately
the
on
the second
his
they
iPad.
Ever want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Time goes on. I mean, nobody did this before. Nobody in, like, fucking 1950 was like, I'm going to get into, like, walking to school, you know, or, like, whatever, a pet rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
A guy that's, like, fucking 37 yes. years old.
In the 60s, no one was like, I'm going to play stickball.
Yeah.
Barehanded with my friends.
Yeah, whatever dumb shit they did.
They used to do back, you know.
Now everyone's just an infant forever. Mm-hmm. Not me, though.
No.
I'm a rich infant.
No, yeah, me, us, we're rich little babies.
No, I'm a rich baby.
Yeah, I get as much seamless as I want while I watch John Wick movies. I'm a baby who gets to get his dick sucked, and that's really the key.
By the mailman.
If he's hot enough. Yeah.
Sir, what are you doing in the nursery? Oh, I was just dropping your mail off in your son's crib. Okay, sounds good. See you later. Okay, goodbye, Mr. Mailman.
Mm. Now that's a good baby's penis.
Yeah. I'm McGruff. Take a bite out of a baby's penis.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois. I like to fuck boys.
Yeah. 186. What is that? Yeah, they had a P.O. box you could write in, mm-hmm. McGruff. Chicago, Illinois. Yeah,
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois. Yeah. 60612 or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's coming
remember
back
that?
To me.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's just shit tucked in.
And I remember I would always, I was like, Mom, if we write to Scruff McGruff, the motherfucker will give me shit. And she just never did it.
Yeah.
So my friends would. Mom was like, no, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking just, bitch.
You just win the award for being molested. That's what you had to write into him for, right? If you're being molested,
if
write
somebody
in,
tries to you see can, your penis.
You can win a 24-hour shopping spree to KB Toys.
Fuck, dude. Toys R Us is gone. RIP. I drove by one that was just empty.
Toys R Us is out of business?
Oh, yeah. No more toy stores, baby. Amazon done killed it.
Toys R Us is gone? That can't be right.
Dude, bro, it's right.
Toys R Us. Let's look this up.
Toys R Us is fuckrupt.
Open in Paramus, New Jersey. Paramus? Paramus.
Paramus.
Paramus, New Jersey. They are not out of business.
Well, maybe, you know, they're, I don't know.
You are incorrect.
I think they are. Well, the one in Queens is, anyway.
Damn.
I drove by one that was closed down.
You know what I want to go to? You know this, what is it called, like Sweet Factory? One of those places that just has candy?
Yes, in the mall.
Yeah.
The candy store in the mall with all the turners.
Yeah.
You just turn shit.
Yes, dude. A
shit would fall
into
your
candy.
Head. Yeah.
I'm trying to fuck with that. I want peanut brittle right now. I want to go buy an Auntie Anne's and get a sample of the caramel and fucking, you know, that kind of the pretzel bites,
yes,
the caramel
sir.
Pretzel bites.
Yes, sir.
With the dipping sauce. They get like a cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon crunch. Dip that and shit in the sample and be like, no, thank you. I was just trying it. I'm an elegant shopper.
That's right.
Sampling the products.
I'd like to. I want to be. I'm an informed consumer,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know all my options. If you'll excuse me, I have
walk
to go
by
walk
a kiosk
by Sarku Japan.
Sarku Japan. Walk by a kiosk where someone's like, did you know you could be a model? And I'm like, Yes, yes, I did.
Yes, but I'm afraid I don't have any time now.
Yeah.
I have to go after Sarku Japan. What the There's fuck? The Chinese place with orange chicken.
What the fuck was that business? They were just like trying to get like to sell portrait like packages or something?
Yeah, probably. But they're then, just trying to sell portraits to like vain little kids, yeah, little girls that yeah think they're hot.
But they would say it to everybody. They would tell everybody yeah that...
Yeah, they would. I remember, I hated how much they would tell me. Yeah, no, I remember that for sure, those guys telling me I was hot.
No, they never were like, if you think you could be a guy getting yes a picture taken.
Yes. I honestly don't remember those guys.
Oh.
I remember portrait guys,
mm-hmm,
and I remember the Israeli guys trying to, like, you know, give you a manicure.
Yeah, those were all Mossad agents.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They all lived together. Mm-hmm. But the Dead Sea Scroll guys,
yep,
they're like, excuse me, have you ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Gorgeous, beautiful, come here.
The Dead Sea is filled with salt and soap, and you can turn it into a very beautiful lady. Please, come here, kiss, kiss. Yeah, I sold phones at a kiosk across from one of those Israeli guys in Lake Forest, and the fuck, my boss would be like, "Why can't you be more like those guys?" And it's like, because I'm not a gay Israeli.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fucking like clap at women and make kissy faces at yeah them to sell Nextel phones.
That's not what's gonna move units either.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Be like, come here, beautiful baby. Why don't you hold this I-930?
It's only $250.
It makes you look so beautiful.
You're so beautiful for $450.
Yeah.
How much did those phones cost?
The 930?
Do you remember?
Yeah, phones were cheap back then. And it was they also were like, if you signed a contract, it like took a ding off of.
Yeah.
The way it used to work is you had to sign a two-year contract that had like some giant cancellation fee.
Right.
And then they would like prorate the cost of the phone into the bill. Similar to how it works now, but they, you know, they don't have nobody has a contract anymore.
Right.
But
those phones were like $300, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't start getting up until like, because this was before smartphones.
Even. Yeah, exactly. They were yeah the beep beep, the chirp chirp ass phones.
Yeah. The Nextel, I think it was the 830, was like that was like the hottest one, and then the 930 came out, and then that was sort of the end of Nextel. But that Nextel 830, I think that's the one I remember. Everyone had that.
I wanted it so bad.
The 830?
Yeah.
Or just the chirp in general?
Just the chirp in general, dude. All the fucking Greeks that whose families owned diners had that.
Yeah.
And all the poor Greeks had Nokias.
Yeah.
Nextel 830.
I-830. That was the shit.
Oh, yeah. That's the one, baby.
Yeah.
And you said the 930?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the... Now I'm looking at the 860. Hmm. Oh, 930. Yeah. No, I believe the 830 was the good shit.
Yeah.
There's also an 870. I don't remember that one. Yeah. Fuck. If only I could be one of those Greeks running their fucking dad's shitty diner.
Yeah.
Being racist. Having a hot 16-year-old girlfriend while you're also 16.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gay, son.
I'm gay.
Son, I'll be doing gay shit, son.
Where's your penis at?
What you mean you'll be doing gay shit, man? Come on, stop doing that. Nah, man. I'll be fitting to do some gay shit, you know, this week, man. Come on, man, get at me. Nah.
Come on, yo, you being fucking weird, yo.
Dog, don't. Yeah, I'm on the bus. I'm finna cut. Look, I'm on the 50, I'm on the 56 right now. I can swing by there and suck on your motherfucking dick.
Yeah, I'm actually having sex on the bus myself right now. I'll be right over there.
You know what? I'm on the Q. And I'm getting my dick sucked on the Q27. So we both on the bus yelling into our phones about having gay sex. Yeah. Yeah, those guys loved just fucking screaming into their phones on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. About just incriminating shit. Yeah. Just like, I got it.
Yeah.
No, I got the fucking weed right now. Chill, though. Chill. You're making it hot.
Yeah. I miss riding the bus everywhere.
You could go back.
No, I'm not doing it. Actually, the buses here are nice.
They are nice. They're much better than fucking Baltimore.
Yeah. The trains suck in New York, but the buses are fucking like...
Buses are beautiful.
Where it's at, dude. You ride a Manhattan bus in the middle of winter. I would do that like
a the crosstown buses in Manhattan, beautiful.
Yeah. Going north and south on the avenues on the buses in like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's cute as fuck.
It's very cute. The buses are very warm. They blast that fucking heat.
There's a bus that goes right from Astoria to the Upper East Side right to a little fucking movie theater over there.
I love that, dude. Gorgeous. Have a little Stav Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A little Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas with the crooks.
Christmas with
Christmas
the
Christmas sandals.
Mm-hmm. Christmas with the Crocs.
Well, my brain is shutting down, so.
So is mine, dude. I'm dying.
Yeah.
My body's fighting me.
What do you want to do? You want to get a little light lunch?
I could get, like, a soup.
Yeah. You want to get ramen?
Yeah. Fuck. Ramen is kind of thick. They probably have something with, like, a nice broth. I need, like, a light broth.
Yeah, I want a French onion soup. You know what? We should go to fucking Cafe Paulette and get a French onion soup.
That's heavy, brother. You they know, got other shit?
But it's little. Yeah, they got, like, it's...
Where's
like
Cafe Paulette?
Fort Greene.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to do that?
Let me take a look at the menu. I'm down for lunch, though.
All right. Yeah, you whip over there, and I'll take a lift back.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
All right, goodbye, everyone. All right, you can't,
fuck you,
can't
motherfuckers.
Come. It's already too late. We already went. So. Yeah. If you were planning on trying to rush, just some guy just fucking the front door of his apartment open, just like his pants around his ankles.
I went and they weren't there.
They weren't there. I thought I was gonna have lunch with them. Just fucking pants still at his ankles, coming in. Can I have the French onion soup? Yeah. Yeah, I was meeting with my friends here. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm late.
Yeah, I'm way more fun to hang out with than that fucking idiot Ian. You guys ever hear of Ian Finance? Just looking around the restaurant. You guys ever hear of
do
Ian?
Do you want something, sir?
Yeah, sir.
Sir, do you want something?
Are you okay? Your pants are down and everyone can see your penis. Is Ian here, at least?
Can I see Ian?
Can I see Ian, at least? Can I hang out with Ian?
I want to see Ian. I was joking. You're cool, Ian.
Ian, I'm sorry.
Actually, I could probably do ramen. Whatever, we'll figure it out. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do some ramen, though, maybe.
All right, pals.
Bye, guys.
Boys, girls not allowed to listen.
No, girls.
Yeah, come to those rose dates. We'll see you later.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, girls can definitely come to the road dates.
Girls can come. No, girls at the shows, boys at home listening.
Yeah, that's what we like. That is
boys,
honestly what
boys
we like.
Boys at home listening, getting the secret messages, send your girlfriends out to the show.
That's right, to hang out with us.
So they can come home and tell you how badly they didn't want to fuck us.
Mm-hmm. And that they didn't.
Yeah, and they came back to the hotel to laugh at us, to tell you later. Such a funny story about how they came back.
yeah. All right.
All right.
See you at the show. Bye.